Live on Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Well, hello, Mark Smith. I hope you and everyone listening is having a really, really great day. We're going to take a look at some fun and exciting things going on the weekend of December 8th. Now, in Fairfield Bay, it's the Festival of Trees through December 15th. Explore this special forest of trees and leave inspired and ready for the holiday season. Each Christmas tree is decorated from its starry tip top to its blanketed base. No two are alike and range from whimsical to traditional. Here's the fun thing. You get to vote for your favorite. And while you're there, look for the donation boxes to help local families in need with your food bank donations. And I love when organizations do this. You know, have a good time, help others.
Yeah.
Funds raised through the event help fund chamber programs and events in Fairfield Bay. So check that one out. Now, if you're looking for something to do special with the youngsters in your life, check out Mooseltoe. I said it right, Mooseltoe, at the East Arkansas Community College Fine Arts Center in Forest City on December 10th. The Moose with a Dream and his friends come to life in this colorful, magical, and whimsical musical tale. You can follow him as he pursues his seemingly impossible dream while learning many valuable lessons along the way, lessons that are important to us all. The cool thing about this, Al Roker narrates the story while celebrities from Broadway, TV, and movies provide the voices of Mooseltoe and his friends in this charming production. That'll be a fun thing to do. Now, speaking of fun things, always, I have to mention one of my favorite things during this season, holiday lights in Blytheville. It's Lights of the Delta, one of the Mid-South's largest holiday lighting festivals. You can drive your way along a lighted path featuring over 6 million lights and nearly 50 motion displays on 40 acres. Lights of the Delta is open every night, beginning at 5:30. That's going on through December 27th. So you have time. Just make sure and go. Now, this is something that I'm really going to try to do. And, Mark, you, as I know a fan of NPR, I would think this would be something that you would like as well. Okay. If you're looking for a humorous evening this holiday season, you can head to the Arkansas Repertory Theater in Little Rock for the Santaland Diaries through December 24th. The Santaland Diaries, based on an essay by David Sedaris.
Oh, yeah.
It's a humorous account of Sedaris' stint working as a Christmas elf in Santaland at Macy's department store. Can you imagine?
I've heard the story.
Sedaris first read the essay on NPR's Morning Edition in December of 1992, and since then it's been turned into a live theater production.
Wow.
So if you're looking for something really funny to do, now this is not something you want to take the kids to.
No.
But check it out at the Rep. I'm definitely going to try to do this because I think it would be hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, to find out more about these events or one of the many, many things going on this holiday season throughout the natural state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab. And hey, while you're there, you know, you may have noticed after all these years I enjoy holiday lights, you can also check out a direct link to the Arkansas Trail of Holiday Lights brochure on arkansas.com to find out more.
All right. Well, thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel to Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.